You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Frankie Barnhill, filling in for Gemma Gaudette. Let's go back in time for a moment. Before March of 2020, what was the last concert you attended? Do you remember the band you saw? What about the last time you saw an indoor play or dance performance? Sitting in a crowd with, 100 strangers, maybe more, crowding at the bar to get a drink during intermission or before the headliner goes on? Music and performing arts venues were some of the first things to shut down last spring during the pandemic and have largely remained closed even as restaurants, bars, malls, and other businesses reopened, even after the vaccine is available in Idaho, which it will be later this week. Indoor concerts and performances are likely not to bounce back immediately. In Garden City, the Visual Arts Collective, also known as the VAC, has been the focus of a community fundraising effort. Joining us live to tell us more is Sam Stimpert, owner of the VAC, and his partner Buffy Main, the founder of Alley Repertory Theater, along with Chelsea Harada, the organizer of the fundraiser. Welcome to you all.
Hello.
Hey, everybody. So, Sam, I want to talk to you first. Before the pandemic, for folks who've never been to the VAC or remember what the experience was like, tell us what a typical week at the VAC was like. What kind of events did you hold and, how busy were you typically?
We generally host 3 to 4 shows a week. We do everything from sit-down theater, like you talked about, to concerts, to dance, pretty much any performance art related stuff. And we were busy a lot.
What has it been like to go almost a year now? Can't believe it. Almost a year without any concerts, art shows, or other events. I mean, we can talk financially, of course, but also just, how are you dealing with that as a business owner who loves that, supporting the arts community?
Well, as far as financially, it's zero income since March. On a personal level, it pretty much shut down my whole life and identity. I have been just kind of spinning.
I'm sure. Buffy, I know that you, of course, often have shows at the VAC with Alley Repertory Theater. What has it been like for you to not be able to do that?
For us, it's been a mixed experience. On some level, Alley Rep is headed into its 14th year. So to take a moment and pause and sort of catch our breath there's been some value to that as far as sort of the infrastructure of a nonprofit goes. But really, particularly, I think over the last 4 or 5 months, watching artists that I love. We have a lot of young emerging artists in this town watching the artists that I love. And in a time of a pandemic and a racial crisis, not being able to speak as artists, it's pretty daunting. And so I'm worried about our artists, but I'm also, it's time to have a conversation as a community, and theater is the only way I know how to do that.
Chelsea, I'd love to bring you into the conversation. You're one of the people behind this campaign called Love Letters for VAC, excuse me. Why did you start it, and what was your goal?
So we really wanted to do a project that wasn't purely focused on the financial aspect. We felt that Zach and Sam needed hope and love just as much as they needed a financial boost. At the time, we knew that Zach's money was running out fast, but we also wanted to give the community a chance to express the impact that Sam and Zach had, just so at the very least, Zach wouldn't disappear without a trace overnight.
So love letters, tell me about that. Is that literally love letters? And then also, of course, some monetary support to keep VAC going?
Yeah, so this project has several different features to it. One of the big ones being we're asking folks to send literal love letters about experiences they've had at VAC, memories they have with Sam. And we've been receiving a lot of letters. We're collecting them and hope to compile them in an art book. But we also wanted to give artists who've shown here or hope may sometime in the future to give back what Sam's given them. So we also hosted an art auction that ended yesterday. So artists could donate art and the community members could bid on art.
Wow. And so, of course, these were many of them artists, I would assume, that have at one time shown at the VAC or would like to show at the VAC someday soon.
Yeah, it was incredible. We had over 90 different artists donate over 130 different pieces.
Wow. And how has the fundraising gone? What have you been able to raise?
So yesterday the auction closed and we made $27,370 on the auction alone, which is phenomenal. We also have a GoFundMe. We've dubbed it Vaccine, and that's kind of been headed up with some people. I'm sure Buffy can fill you in on that. And that GoFundMe is currently at $45,175, and it is still up and available to donate on.
Wow. Yeah, Buffy, I definitely want to talk about that a little bit more. But Sam, first off, I just want to get your reaction to what it was like when Chelsea and others came forward and said, hey, we want to do this for you. We love you. And now to actually see that outpouring, you know, in the both in the emotional support, but also the financial support. What's that like?
At first, I was sort of resistant and worried that other people may need help more than me, but Chelsea kind of convinced me that VAC was more than just me. It's about the community and that I should let her help. And I mean, the only thing I can say is just like overwhelming gratitude.
Yeah. And Buffy, the GoFundMe, that's phenomenal. Over $47,000 there. What do you think that says about, you know, the customers from the VAC and just the community for the arts and culture community here in the Treasure Valley?
For me, that's the story, is between the GoFundMe and the art auction, over 600 people have given. And when we started this project in August, it felt daunting and it felt huge. We did our goal based on worst case scenario, which at the time was we hoped we could open in May. It looks like our worst case scenario was probably close to what the scenario will be. And we decided on the amount based on the reality, also based on not wanting to ask twice. And then lastly, it was based on this idea that if close to 1,000 people gave, that would be about $100 per person. And it just ends up that that's about what's happening. And so we sort of put into the universe that it was up to the community, and the community has spoken with love. And it's been overwhelming and awesome. And I think tells a story about who we are as Boise and the Garden City area, the Treasure Valley. We are a group of people who are interested in community, but interested in the arts. And that for me is the most hopeful part of our future, is the art that will come out of this will be extraordinary.
And so the total goal for that GoFundMe is $100,000, is that correct?
The total goal is $96,000, and that was based on being able to fund VAC to either be completely shuttered through May or to be opened with social distance. I think one of the things that's hard for people to wrap their brain around is if we go back, and when we go back, there's very likely to be social distancing, which impacts not only, you know, sort of seating and the number of tickets sold, but also the revenue gained at the bar and at the door and all of those things through merch. All of that will be at a much lesser amount. So that amount was based on a total closure as well as when you open. It won't be back up to normal overnight, and recognizing that.
Right. Well, Sam, I wonder, you know, back in the spring, of course, we've been talking about the community support and outreach, kind of in the absence of any aid from additional aid from the government. Of course, the CARES Act in the spring opened up some opportunities for small businesses to keep staff on their payroll, you know, as well as some other loan opportunities. Were you able to access any of that funding, and how helpful was it if you were?
I mean, I did get an EIDL loan. It ran out last month. Basically, it went to keep the lights on and the power bill going. And so, if there wouldn't have been more, I wouldn't have gone past this month.
Yeah. And I guess I wonder, you know, there's got to be some days, you mentioned that it's made you feel, even question your identity as someone who is so such a big part of the arts community in the Treasure Valley and in Garden City and the owner of the VAC. Are there some days that it just feels like, you know, it's time to give up? And then also on the other hand, what's keeping you hopeful and motivated?
I was feeling lots of times ready to give up. And I've told Chelsea a whole bunch of times, she is the one that convinced me not to give up. And this whole fundraiser and the community support and just all the reaching out has really improved my attitude.
And I guess I wonder, Sam, is there any advice or, you know, thoughts you've had about being a small business owner and particularly in the arts? What advice would you give to others who are, you know, trying to figure out how to get through right now?
I mean, the arts businesses are never big financial, like you're never going to make a lot of money, get rich in the arts. So I guess my only thing is if people trying to struggle should also reach out to their community, the people that they've supported and the artists that have shown with them and been with them. And it'll make a pretty amazing difference as we've seen.
All right. Well, we've been speaking with Visual Arts Collective owner Sam Stimpert, founder of Alley Repertory Theater, Buffy, Maine, and Letters for VAC fundraiser organizer Chelsea Harada. We will link to the GoFundMe page for folks on our website. Thanks to you all, and here's to maybe seeing a show sometime in the distant near future.
Yay.
Thank you so much.
I'm Frankie Barnhill. You're listening to Idaho Matters.